in a league of its own.
On the Ball with Brefty Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport, Dublin Sport.
Elaine Caffrey of Basketball Ireland. Elaine, welcome to the programme.
Hi, Brefty, how are things?
Not too bad, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Basketball the weekend, Men's Premier League and the Women's Premier League in action again after a bit of a break due to the international matches last week. Some pretty exciting games.
Yeah, there's been some great results this weekend. I suppose that the big one for me over the weekend would definitely be the Leicester and Belfast Star game in the Men's Premier League. Leicester, as you know, like, haven't dropped a game yet. They're in flying form at the moment. And Belfast Star, likewise, very young team, but have been in great form. I think they were three on the bounce coming into this game, but Leicester nipped them. But, you know, they did it actually quite well. I think they finished up 87-63. So, you know, another convincing win for Leicester. And likewise, when I suppose you see the other kind of the bigger team, especially on Friday night, you had the big Cork Derby down there in the Marriott Arena, and Demons took on Neptune. Everyone, you know, found it difficult to gauge who would beat who, but Demons came out like the big winners on that. They were 101-75, so, you know, a bit of a surprise result, I think, for a lot of the Neptune fans. I thought it would have been a lot closer.
Yeah, because obviously Neptune would have been hoping to kind of close that gap a little bit. They've been thereabouts the last season or so, and I suppose that's a big defeat for them.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose for Neptune, you know, they, like, their coach Mark Scannell has said, you know, they do find it difficult to play in Marriott, like, and it's, I suppose, just one of those kind of arenas where the home crowd are just, they're so strong, and, you know, they're like nearly the sixth man, so it is a difficult place to go and play, and especially for a Cork Derby like that. And there's, you know, it's obviously a healthy rivalry, but it's a huge rivalry that's gone on for years there. So it was tough for them, I suppose. You know, looking back on last season, Demons won out in the favourites, like, when it came to the league fixtures, but when it came to National Cup, it was Neptune who knocked the Demons in the semi-final. So it just kind of goes to show anything can happen, really.
Dublin Inter had a good win away at UCD Marion after their troubles last season. It's nice to see them picking up a couple of wins this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're in good form at the moment. And I suppose, you know, UCD Marion as well, they only have about three or four players from last year playing this season. They're under a new head coach as well. So for them, they're obviously, you know, finding it difficult to get their footing. But for Inter, you know, as you say, you know, they had I wouldn't say a difficult season, but they you know, had a real adjusting season last year in the Premier League. And this year, I suppose, all that kind of hard work is definitely paying off. And maybe they have a better understanding of the Irish game of basketball now as well.
Much tighter game between the absolutely fantastically named SSE Renewables, Moy Cullen and Temple Og. Obviously, the sponsor must be SSE Renewables, but a good win for them. Their first of the season.
Yeah, and I think a surprise one as well. Like, Temple Og have come up against, like, the bigs, like, the last few weeks, and the likes of DCU, and you know, and have only lost by 1 or 2 points. So I think the sense of going into that game was that Temple Og was nearly going to take it. And, you know, it's great to see Mike Cullen coming back, especially on the road, to get a big win like that. So, you know, as you said, a very young team, and another team that had a lot of difficulties last season. So it's good to see them to get their first win in the season too.
UL Eagles kept up the pressure at the top of the table. They had a good win over DCU Saints. Good 18-point victory.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, for the Eagles, there's a lot of attention at the moment for Leicester and for Demons. Like, they've both those teams been playing great. So for Eagles, they want to make sure that they keep on getting these wins and, you know, staying up at the top and reminding everyone that they obviously won the league last year too. So for them, it's important to, you know, kind of get these wins. And for me, I think they're silently kind of creeping along, and they're doing just as well as the other two, but people aren't really noticing them as much, and it probably suits them as well. And they can kind of pick up a quick few, you know, wins on the bounce and see how that goes, and they come up against the bigger teams now.
And the final game of the weekend in the Men's Premier League was Leicester 87, Belfast Star 63. Leicester seemed to be beating all in front of them this year.
Yeah, as I said, that was definitely my game of the weekend. I think Leicester have just been playing phenomenal basketball. They're under a new head coach, his name is Jonathan Grinnell. He's a previous player, point guard for the Leicester men's team as well. So he has a great understanding of the players and what to get out of them and how well that they can work together. And a lot of those guys have been together for years. You know, the Westbrooks brothers that are there, Isaac and Mike, and now even Michael Bonaparte, their American, has come back, and he's playing phenomenal basketball. He's really putting up some great numbers. I think the three of them combined are really kind of giving other teams around the league a really tough job, and for Belfast Star, they, you know, as I said, they're a young team. Their first year back in the Premier League after a number of years of being out. So they were doing well going into this game. They were three on the bounce, but they just obviously they weren't able to pull it across when they came up against Gloucester.
And to turn our attention to the women's game in the Women's Premier League, four fixtures this weekend. We'll start where we finished the men's. Gloucester, not a great result for them in their local derby against DCU Mercy.
Yeah, I suppose it's one of those games, like, as you know, like DCU will be up there in the top three of the strong group teams, and there's actually always a good game that goes on kind of between the DCU and Gloucester girls. Again, you've got a girls that played together on college basketball or have played together previously, so they know each other quite well. But obviously Mercy came up too strong for the Gloucester girls, who I wouldn't say seem to be struggling lately, but are finding it difficult to maybe adjust and having some players back on their team. Like, you know, they've a few new I wouldn't say new, but like Ash Sullivan, who's back from her ACL, like she's their point guard there, and it just takes time, I suppose, for everyone to gel and kind of knit together.
Looking at the league table and the games that were played this weekend, the one that springs out of me straight away is the Singleton Super Value Brunel with a 3-point victory over WIT Wildcats. They've really been the surprise packet of this season.
Oh, they've been absolutely phenomenal. Like, and as you know, they are so young. Like, the average of that team was like 20-21. Some of the girls, like for instance, Del Thornton, who will be one of their, you know, their big scorers. She's in fifth year. She's still in school. She's a phenomenal basketball player. So it just kind of shows they're a very rootless team, and they work really, really hard. They play really, really tough. And now they're 4-and-bounce. Like, they're up there now with UL Huskies, like, who are the reigning league and cup champions. So, you know, the girls are doing a brilliant job, and Kieran O'Leary, their coach there down in Cork, has just done a fantastic job with the girls, and he's had them since a very young age.
Yeah, Liffey Celtic's bid to get their first win of the season, unsuccessful against Meteors, your own club, last night.
That's right, yeah. So the girls, Meteors, had their first win there, which was great, obviously, to see. I suppose for Liffey Celtic, it's unfortunate at the start of the season. They went into overtime there with Team Montanotti, and since then, they kind of haven't really been up there, thereabouts, to get a win. So I think a game against Meteors kind of probably would have been one that they would have wanted to obviously take, or felt that they could have taken, pardon me. But unfortunately, it went with Meteors, that one there.
Okay, and the last game, we won't dwell too long on it because it's pretty predictable. UL Huskies 83, Ulster Rockets 46 earlier this afternoon. UL Huskies pretty much carrying on as usual, 4 wins from 4 this season. Sees them only second in the league, mind you, but they do have that game in hand. Listen, Elaine, that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Cheers, Bradley.
Elaine Caffrey there from Basketball Ireland.
In a league of its own.
On the ball with Bradley Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport.